Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
After listening to the AG's press conference just then, all I can say is, hallelujah.
Oh my gosh, call Mike Burrish. There's a liberal tears storm coming. Trump Day!
2020, locked in for Trump.
What up? This is the Mark K. Show. My name is Mark K. If you missed it, moments ago we heard the live Mueller report press conference from AG William Barr, who came out and basically explained, hey, here's what's in the report. Here's what you're going to see. Here's what we redacted. Here's why we redacted it. Here's some other fun facts. He took like three questions, then realized that the reporters were just going to try to bait him into saying something. So he's like, you know what? We're going to peace out this joint.
I'm glad Barr walked away when he did. He already made the reporters look like morons.
Star 1045 or 855-765-1045. I imagine we are going to have a flood of calls coming in here in just a minute. We have a ton of open mic messages and also some comments from Jerry Nadler made yesterday before the report and before the press conference. In fact, well, I mean, here was his big complaint.
The attorney general appears to be waging a media campaign on behalf of President Trump, the very subject of the investigation at the heart of the Mueller report.
Yeah, apparently he was upset that AG William Barr had a press conference that he wasn't invited to, and a press conference where he explained the report. Now, if you watch the press conference or if you listen to it here on News 104.5 WOKV, you realize that he was basically just summarizing pretty much everything that happened in the report and why it was redacted, and then he kind of went through the steps, but also just reiterated some of the things that Bob Mueller himself found. For example, the president did not conspire with the Russians to alter the election in 2016. The Russian government did not have cooperation of the Trump campaign or any other American, which is something that is, that's something that actually, if you think about it, should be reason to celebrate. I mean, if you think about it, this whole thing should be reason to celebrate. Wow, our president's not a criminal. Wow, no other Americans are criminals. None of them conspired with the Russians to alter the outcome of the election. There's no evidence of that. Why is that not something that we should be excited about? Why? I mean, we're basically the Democrats and Jerry Nadler especially, they're upset that the president isn't a criminal. Think about that for just a minute. He talked about the IRA, which is the Internet Research Agency, the one that they subpoenaed, the one that they talked about information about. They're the Russian organization. That's the Russian hacking organization, the IRA. That they're the ones that distributed all that quote unquote disinformation and hacked their way through Facebook and whatnot and tried to get to, they tried to sway American political opinion and that kind of thing. And they're the ones that were subpoenaed by the government. They wanted a lot of, they put out some arrest warrants and things like that. But in the end, there was no collusion once again between the White House, the Trump campaign, the Trumps, or any other American with the Russian government. The thing about IRA and WikiLeaks came up, which we now need to look back again at the Julian Assange arrest, because now it's starting, the pieces are starting to fall into place. It's starting to seem a lot more understandable why Julian Assange was arrested, right before this report came out. Who might want to talk to him, why they might want him extradited back here to the United States so he could be handy should he need to come in and fill in any of the redacted. I mean, think about this. All right. Think about this. You've got a report, a lot of it dealing with WikiLeaks and the Russian interference and Russian hacking and that kind of thing. You've got a guy sitting in the Ecuadorian embassy who can fill in all of the redacted answer, all of the redacted material. Everything that the AG says you're not allowed to see for A, B, C, D reason, that Julian Assange can answer questions as to what's being redacted. So isn't it interesting timing that the House Democrats would have him back in Washington, D.C. or back in the United States just in time for him to come and fill in all the blanks of the stuff that they're left out of? WikiLeaks. Also, according to the AG, document dumps came from the Russian company. They provided the information to WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks then dumped these documents, these Hillary Clinton documents, these DNC documents into public record by putting them on the internet. But that's not against the law. This is something this is great. We learned something on the show today. It is not illegal as long as you're not the one that facilitated the illegal hacking or the illegal, the illegal procurement of these documents. Like, for example, if WikiLeaks hacked the DNC, got the documents and then published them, they're totally to blame. However, if they had nothing to do with the actual procurement, if they weren't the ones that found or stole the documents in the first place, then they are not at fault and they are not guilty of anything. Again, the Donald Trump camp, not guilty of anything. There were no links and contacts between the campaign and Russia that led to conspiracy between the campaign and Russia. And then he basically just concluded by saying after 2 years, thousands of subpoenas, hundreds of arrests, yada, 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 there were Russian government-sponsored efforts to change the outcome of the election. But Donald Trump, his campaign, nor any other American were involved in those Russian efforts. Again, you would think this would be a day to celebrate. You would think this would be a day when the Democrats and Capitol Hill were like, wow, thank God we were wrong. Thank God we were wrong about the president. Thank God we were wrong about the Trump campaign. This is, you know what? Bro, this is great. America is strong and America is in the hands of honest people. But no, they don't want that at all. They're really, Jerry Nadler, he's just upset because he didn't get the report first.
The evening before the report's scheduled release, the Department of Justice has informed the committee that it will receive a copy between 11 a.m. and noon. Well after the Attorney General's 9:30 a.m. press conference. This is wrong.
No, that's not right. That's exactly what he said. You're actually 100% right about that. That's exactly what he said. Oh, you're saying it's wrong because you feel like you should have the report. The whole thing with Congress, and I guess, you know what? Look, I'm not saying that I don't have an ego. I'm not saying that I don't feel like sometimes I feel like I should get special treatment. I'm not saying I don't enjoy perks of the job. You know, every now and then I'll wander by the prize closet and see if there's any Carrabba's gift cards that haven't been picked up yet, and maybe treat my family. You know, look, there are perks with every job. But come on, how egomaniacal and egotistical do you have to be a member of the United States House of Representatives? Because these guys are basically like, we're in Congress. We deserve everything when we want it, where we want it. It doesn't matter what the law says. I don't care if the law says you have to redact a grand jury testimony. I want to see it. And I'm a U.S. House of Representatives representative. I'm in the Congress. You need to give it to me. Or I'm just going to have a hissy fit, which is basically what he's. Oh, also, it's Easter. He's really upset about that.
And of course, he's doing this just before the holiday weekend, so it's extraordinarily difficult for anybody to react. This is wrong. It is not the proper role of the Attorney General.
It's not the proper role of the Attorney General. It's like, you know what it is? Doing it on Easter. It's an Easter egg roll is what they're doing. Because now, instead of looking for eggs and chocolates and the Easter bunny and having my Easter brunch with my family, I have to go through the redacted Mueller. It's wrong is what it is. That was my Nadler impression. 855-765-1045. Good news is we've got another hour and a half to go through this thing. The bad news is, there really isn't any. It's a day of celebration. It's a day that the rest of the United States of America, is starting with the House of Representatives, is going to see that there's nothing wrong with the country. Hallelujah. 855-765-1045. Your phone calls, your open mic messages coming up. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. My name's Mark Kay. Coming up, I want to talk a little bit about these redactions that Mueller said. So there's four actual things that were redacted from the report.
There are four categories of redactions. The stuff you can't see, the stuff you won't see, the stuff you're not gonna see, and the stuff I don't want you to see.
Yeah, basically. That basically sums it all up pretty well. And it's color-coded, too, for the Democrats, so it'll be easy. I'm going to be honest with you. I really think that like William Barr is having a good time with this. He's color-coding the redactions and putting them into categories. For example, grand jury testimony, which by law, no matter how much the Democrats and Jerry Nadler scream and yell and say, he's already threatening subpoenas.
But on the assumption that it's heavily redacted, we will most certainly issue the subpoenas in very short order.
Yeah, there's grand jury testimony in there, which by law he has to redact. So he's just, you know, following the law, because that's what you do in this country. Also, he's not going to disclose any sources for government intelligence agencies. The intelligence community has said, please redact anything that could, you know, put our sources in jeopardy or in harm's way. He's going to redact anything that would impair other currently open cases. And he mentioned the IRA case. He mentioned the Roger Stone case specifically and said there's information in there that could have a negative effect on those ongoing investigations. And then, of course, the fourth and the final thing, privacy and reputation issues for third parties that were involved in these investigations. 855-765-1045. Tracy in Jacksonville. How you doing, Tracy? What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that it offends me every time I've heard in relation to this Russian collusion case, I've heard the term obstruction of justice.
Yeah.
I think it should be called obstruction of injustice, or maybe he made public awareness of injustice.
Yeah, or construction of injustice would be, well, I guess, what it is, because then you start to really, yeah, there's all sorts of ways we could twist that. Thanks so much for calling. Anonymous in Jacksonville. How are you, Anonymous?
I'm good. So basically, I just wanted to call and point something out. So in the summary of the report that he kind of just gave, he talks about how Trump and the campaign is cleared and exonerated, as well as every other American. So that kind of set up Hillary and all the evidence that the Republicans have against her, that she colluded with Russia. Does that kind of set the stage to clear her as well? That's pretty much what I wanted to say.
That's a great question. I don't believe so, because if you think about it, the collusion that Hillary had was not necessarily with Russia. The collusion that Hillary and Obama had was with with the CIA, with the FBI. I mean, that to me is even more treacherous, because now you have an internal organization. You have all of these intelligence communities that are working with a sitting president and somebody who would want to be the future president to create information, to get warrants, to listen on a competing campaign. And as far as I'm concerned, that has nothing to do with this Russia investigation. And in fact, William Barr was asked about that by one of the reporters. She asked, it was a Fox News reporter. She came in and she said, hey, can you comment on the investigations you spoke about earlier, the spying investigations, as to the origin of this Russian collusion scandal? Can you tell us what's going on with the investigation into the origins of where this whole Russian narrative came from and why we had to spend so much time and money investigating in the first place? And he looked at her and he said, no, today I'm concentrating on the Mueller report and the information that is being redacted and why. And that was it. He's like, that's today's model. And my favorite was when the one reporter said, why is Bob Mueller not here? It's his report. To which William Barr basically said, no, it's not. It's the Justice Department report. I'm the Attorney General. Bob Mueller works for me. And quite frankly, what the Democrats need to realize and what the CNN reporters need to realize and what every American needs to realize is that this is being released as a favor, as a service, and that not one of us outside of the Justice Department has the quote-unquote right to see anything. We are being given this opportunity by the AG and by the President of the United States, who said, show it to everybody. I don't care. I'm not even going to ask for redactions. I'm not even going to declare presidential privilege, which is solely his right to do. He didn't do any of that. 855-765-1045. I'll tell you why he didn't do that, too, in just a minute. It's the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
got to get Mark K more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
It's like Christmas all over again. Today is the day that there is some retribution for the Democrats and their corrupt political games.
It is a lot like Christmas today, and a lot of people are really excited. Well, except for this lady.
This is not right. Somebody needs to fix this right now. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. They've got to fix this. He is guilty. What are they saying? What are they saying? Somebody fix this now.
Yeah, that could just be a dramatic interpretation. 865-1045. Oh, wait, a little Christmas carol, because it is very exciting for a lot of people out there. Not any of the Democrats, because their Easter is ruined. Their day's about to be ruined, because not only were they not thrilled, get this, not only were they not thrilled about the AG, William Barr, holding a press conference before anyone in Congress was able to see this entire redacted report. And we just played that comment. In fact, you know what? Here, let me play it again for you.
The evening before the report's scheduled release, the Department of Justice has informed the committee that it will receive a copy between 11 a.m. and noon, well after the Attorney General's 9:30 a.m. press conference.
Yeah, so the Attorney General...
This is wrong.
So the Attorney General had his press conference already, and he went through what's going on into the report, and the Democrats were all up in arms about that, and they're still waiting for the report because it's not yet 11 o'clock. And now we just found out that Donald Trump has called a press conference, and we are now awaiting Donald Trump to speak live from the White House. We will bring you that press conference from the President of the United States in its entirety, live, when it happens, because... Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, is it going to be good? It's going to be really exciting. In the meantime, we have a bunch of phone calls. We have a bunch of open mic. Everybody is just, two common themes running through today. A lot of people very excited, and a lot of people thinking that the Democrats are just going to flip they're just going to entirely lose it.
For the Democrats who are having nervous breakdowns, please call 1-800-WAN.
Yeah, 1-800. I mean, it is just the ridiculousness that is going on. They're still trying to find collusion. Some of the reporters that started peppering William Barr with questions before he left. Again, they're still just searching for that nugget. There's, even though you've got the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General and some other guy with a beard, even though you've got these three guys saying, hey, Mueller, who spent 2 years and several millions of dollars with a team of 12, 13 other Democratic lawyers, many of whom were on the Clinton campaign, even though they investigated and subpoenaed and threw in prison hundreds of people, even though all of this went on and they found out that there was no collusion, there was no obstruction, that no American colluded or conspired with Russia to change the outcome of the 2016 campaign. Despite all of that, they still don't believe it. They just refuse to believe it. And William Barr, as I said before, I mentioned this earlier, he's patronizing them a little bit. And I think he's doing it to have some fun with them, because one of the things he said was that the redactions will be coded, basically color coded, you know, so it's easy for them to understand. Like, he's basically like, OK, when you look at Mr. Nadler, when you look at the yellow means grand jury testimony. So anything in yellow has been redacted for the grand. Do you have that? Yeah. I got yellow. I got it. Yeah. And then the blue ones, the blue boxes, that's anything concerning an ongoing investigation. So if it's blue, it's been redacted because it's part of an ongoing investigation. You have that?
Yeah. Blue. Yeah. I got blue redacted ongoing. Yeah.
That's basically what he's doing to them. He's saying, I'm going to dumb this down for you. Really, I'm going to bring it down to like just the brass tacks, the bare bones. And then he even said certain members of Congress, representatives from the House of Representatives and from the Senate, will be able to see an unredacted report where only the grand jury testimony has been redacted and everything else will be available to them. So he couldn't have made this a more perfect scenario for the president and for the Democrats. He basically said, I'm releasing the report, which I don't have to do. I'm redacting it, which I do have to do. But some of you are going to get to see the unredacted report, and they're still complaining about it.
He summarized the report and cherry picked findings in his March 24th letter to Congress.
You're getting the whole report, dude.
But on the assumption that it's heavily redacted, we will most certainly issue the subpoenas in very short order.
Yeah, and they're saying that he's basically the attorney for Donald Trump and not the attorney for the Department of Justice because he couldn't find Donald Trump guilty. Well, that's the only thing. If you can't find Donald Trump guilty, obviously you're protecting him.
He has briefed the White House on the report before providing Congress a copy, which has helped them prepare a rebuttal response for the president.
Which, by the way, we're going to hear here in just a minute because we are awaiting remarks from President Trump. And he will, if I know him at all, he's going to wait till the very last minute. If he knows this report's coming out at 11, he's going to wait till 10:50. 10:55 maybe, so that everyone's eyes are glued on him instead of the couriers delivering those reports from the Department of Justice to the House of Representatives and the Senate. 855-765-1045. Wiley from Walla Walla, Washington is on the line. Hi, Wiley. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, I just want to call from Washington State. I want to say I tuned into your show this morning to listen to the report. It hasn't, because we're a couple hours behind on the West Coast.
Yeah.
We didn't get the report yet. There's going to be a lot of upset people when the report comes out. Stand by for heavy waves. But I just want to say, listening to the show, I was really upset with the insensitivity of yourself and your audience. And so I just wanted to bring that from the West Coast, that there's going to be a lot of people upset when the sun comes up here in about an hour.
Yeah. Well, no, I appreciate it. Well, there's I mean, on the West Coast, I mean, everything's insensitive, I would feel like.
Well, they just don't know it's coming yet, so yeah. I'm feeling kind of bad for people.
Well, no, you're 100% right about that, and they're going to wake up on the West Coast, and they are going to be upset with what the report says. I mean, look, there's a lot of people on the East Coast that are going to be upset with what the report says as well. So that's something that we want to but look. Anyone who's not a Republican, a conservative, or a Trump supporter is going to be upset when this report finally comes out. 855-765-1045. Tim from Phillips Highway. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, boss, how you doing today?
Good, man. What do you want to say?
I watched the bar thing.
Yeah, the press conference.
And this guy Rothstein, did I say his name right? Who was basically standing to his left behind him.
Yeah, Rod Rosenstein.
Rod Rosenstein, thank you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it seems to me this guy has been in cahoots with the other side for a long time. He just looked very, very paranoid. Something was wrong there.
Rod Rosenstein, it was rumored that he was going to be fired like 19 times. There was a time when he was called to the White House and everyone was like, they were gathering outside. They're like, this is it. Rod Rosenstein is about to be fired by President Trump. And Donald Trump never fired him. And the thing that there were so many signs. And you're right about that. The guy, I mean, look, the guy's shady, shifty. He blows with the wind. He's probably got interests on both sides of the aisle. You're 100% right about that. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump never fired him. Donald Trump never fired Mueller. Donald Trump never fired anybody except for Comey, who deservedly should have been fired, because we now know that he colluded with a lot of the Democrats in getting these FISA warrants through so that they could listen in on the Trump campaign illegally. So we know that Comey was probably the worst of them all. But Donald Trump let everybody else do their job. He let the attorney general or the deputy attorney general, when Jeff Sessions stepped aside, recused himself. He didn't even fire Jeff Sessions. He didn't even do that, which he could have, you know, been in his right to do. And he basically let everybody do their job. And why would you do that? Why would you do that? Think about this. The clue, I mean, the writing was on the wall forever. You only let people investigate you, and you only let that investigation go through the motions, and you only let that investigation come to a conclusion if you know 100% that you are innocent. And if you know that you're guilty and if you know that there's evidence out there proving your guilt, you do not let these people investigate you whatsoever. We got to take a quick break. We will jump back as soon as President Trump gets in with his remarks about the William Barr press conference and the redacted Mueller report. This is the Mark Kay Show. We'll be right back.
The special counsel found no evidence that any American, including anyone associated with the Trump campaign, conspired or coordinated with the Russian government. The evidence developed by the special counsel is not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense. The president's personal lawyers were not permitted to make and did not request
any redactions. The White House fully cooperated with the special counsel's investigation, providing unfettered access to campaign and White House documents, directing senior aides to testify freely, and asserting no privilege claims.
There you go. That was our AG, Attorney General William Barr, earlier today, and he mentioned everything that happened with the White House report, with the White House investigation. And again, he got crap for that from some antsy reporter. He basically was asked, why are you praising the White House? And he's like, I'm not praising the White House. I'm basically telling you what happened. They didn't restrict our access. They didn't ask for redactions. They allowed all of their senior aides to testify freely. These are all just facts in the case. And the fact of the matter is that Donald Trump not only didn't collude with Russia, but didn't obstruct the investigation in any way. That's what you want to know the answers to. That's what I'm giving you the answers to. I'm answering your questions, and you just don't like the answers. 855-765-1045 is the number.
Attorney General William Barr just laid the smackdown on every single anti-Trump Democrat and rhino out there. And all I have to say to you guys is, ha, ha, ha.
That's three ha's, by the way, in case you weren't paying attention. 855-765-1045. Now, ironically or appropriately, Donald Trump will be speaking here momentarily. This is a press conference. Adam Kirk was just telling me about the Wounded Warrior Project and a special announcement about Wounded Warriors. However, it is a press conference, and it's sandwiched right between AG William Barr's press conference and the actual release of the Mueller report. So while it's about the Wounded Warrior Project, you know that there's going to be a lot of talk about collusion, obstruction, the Mueller report, the redactions, the White House, yada, yada, you know, zippity-doo-dah, bing-bang-bong. Now, a couple of people were asking, what is redacted? And again, I said that Bob Barr... Bill Barr made it really, really clear as to what he redacted and why. And we're going to try eventually those redactions. Probably some of them will come out. Hopefully not all of them, because a lot of them are important. I mean, it's really none of our business. I mean, that's the other thing that people don't realize. You know, it's some people do, but it's really none of our business.
Attorney General Barr has nothing to explain. The man has done this job many times over, and what he says, I believe it.
And what the Democrats and what the media and whatever the other naysayers don't realize is that he doesn't even have to do any of this.
Attorney General Barr, he didn't have to, but he went in front of the American public. He explained the methodology and the findings of the Mueller report. The Democrats aren't going to like it. Too bad, so sad.
It's really one of the things that I think is really, I mean, and every time this guy speaks, they almost, to me, it seems like this is why the Democrats don't want William Barr to speak. Not because he's making things up or because he's trying to protect the president, but because the facts of the matter protect the president, and they know this guy is trustworthy. This guy is honest. They know, like Mueller even said, I trust this guy. All right. Mueller said, I don't need to look at your 4-page summary, but just put it out there. I trust you. I know that you're a decent human being. Oh, it looks like the president is walking into the room right now. We're going to listen in.
I think it's highly unlikely.
And we're
going to
see what happens with the president.
I think it's highly
unlikely. Everyone's standing up. So, yeah, they're all coming into the room now. Looks like, is that Vice President Pence? Vice President Pence is in the room. He's shaking hands. He's, you know, kissing babies and all that kind of thing. And then Donald Trump will come in, and I assume that we'll get those press conference comments from the president and the questions here momentarily. And we will take that live. As it happens. So if something happens, you know, like I said, with the president and the press conference, we will take that live here in just a minute as everyone's starting to take their seats. But again, this is something that I think the Democrats are upset with, because every time Bill Barr says something, it bolsters the case Donald Trump has made for himself. Every time he says something, what happens is more of the truth nuggets are coming out, and they're realizing not only was there not any collusion, but Donald Trump didn't even try to stop the investigation. In fact, when he was given the report and asked, would you like to assert your presidential privilege over any item in this report, meaning as president, you can declare something to be privileged information. And in doing so, we must take it out. We cannot make it public. And the White House lawyers and Donald Trump looked at it and said, no, there's nothing in here that's privileged information. Let the American public see it. Let Congress see it. Let it all get out there. Let it all get out there. We're going to go to a quick break, and we're going to come back here in just a minute to Donald Trump live. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Marquet more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Marquet.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Marquet Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
So this report is out at justice.gov, and I'm looking for, I don't see a link for it, though. I don't know where the link is. The other Josh, do you see the link? No, it says, it says report a crime. Oh, you guys want to report a crime? We could do that. View most wanted fugitives. Oh, that sounds cool. Report and identify missing persons. Locate a prison inmate or sex offender. I'll leave them where they are. Anyway, it doesn't matter. We will try to find it. Apparently it's out. It was supposed to be right on the main page, but it was just released. I see the video. There's the video of the remarks from earlier today. General Electric agrees to, you know, WikiLeaks founder. I'm going to try to find. Anyway, in the meantime, Donald Trump is going to be speaking here in just a moment. He has an event with the Wounded Warriors. He's taking the podium right now, and we are going to, should he start get into the whole Mueller investigation? Should he start talking about the report? We're going to break in live and let you hear those so that you don't miss a beat. And in the meantime, we've got Steve on the line in Jacksonville. Let me get the Steve. Good morning. Thanks for calling the Marquet Show. How you doing?
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah. First of all, you need a pay raise, man. You're the best thing that ever happened to WOKV.
Oh, well, dude, right? I do appreciate it. There's a lot of good things around here, but I do appreciate that. And I will take a pay raise anytime they're ready to offer one.
Well, you got my vote for that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, just watching the events this morning tells me what a genius this our president is. He has coordinated Sun Tzu's art of war with the art of the deal in politics. I mean, just the sequence of events and how he presents them and the timing is just absolutely like a warrior. And I love this man.
Yeah, I think it's really he definitely does know how to keep himself in the forefront. And he definitely knows how to make the most of every situation and steal the spotlight, which is what it's all about. By the way, and thanks so much for the call and the vote of confidence. I definitely do appreciate that. Jamie Dupree is published on his blog at jamiedupree.com or at WOKV.com. The report, he's got excerpts of it. He's got important information. He doesn't have any of the redacted information. But he's got, for example, information about Chris Steele. I'm going to go through this here in a minute in the other break or when we're listening to the president. But let me just see quickly if you go again to jamiedupree.com. Email. There's an email. Josh is pointing to the email. Josh, you can speak out loud. It's okay. It's radio. Whispering doesn't actually do us any good here. And then in my email here. Oh, there we go. You found it. Perfect. So we have the entire Justice Report to report on the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, volume 1 of 2. And then there's like 400 pages.
Yeah, it's going to take some time to load the whole thing.
We made it. Yeah, it'll take at least one or maybe two commercial breaks to get through it. But it's definitely, look at this. I'll read you some of the highlights from the table of contents. Russian active measures, social media campaign, structure of the Internet Research Agency. So a lot of this is about the IRA. Russian hacking and dumping operations. So if you want to know how Russians dump, you can read all about it there. Dissemination of hacked materials. It's another good one. Trump campaign and the dissemination of hacked materials. And then that's where you'll start to see some of the redactions. Harm to ongoing matter, or HOM, which means there's an open investigation or an open trial that's going on. And we will be privileged to see that because we are protecting other individuals and other ongoing investigations. Then you have harm to ongoing matter, personal privacy under the potential Section 1030 violation by, and the name has been redacted. Applications to WikiLeaks, overview of governing law, and it goes on and on and on. And like I said, you can read through this whole report. It's up on Justice right now, and Jamie Dupree has a synopsis of some of the things on his blog too, so you can go check it out. Donald Trump is speaking right now, but is he still just talking? He's still just talking about the Wounded Warrior Project, and he does have a lot of Wounded Warrior members with him, so that is important for him to get that out. However, this is a press conference, which means there will most likely be questions from the press, and many of those questions will be about what A.G. Barr said earlier today, about the report itself, and about, you know, all the other things that have been happening regarding the Mueller investigation and Russia. A couple of things that William Barr said earlier today, in case you missed it, and again, this is why It's so important because every single time William Barr speaks, every single time he gives a press conference, every single time he's pulled up in front of a congressional committee, which he will be again. This isn't the last you've heard from him. He just keeps offering more evidence that Donald Trump is innocent and that his campaign is innocent. And even today he said the president was given the opportunity to invoke presidential privilege on any and all of this report, and he declined. He declined. The White House counsel's office was given this report so that they could look at it, and they did not ask for a single redaction. All of the redactions were made by the DOJ, by the Department of Justice. Every single one of them was made by a Department of Justice official and not by the President of the United States, was not asked for by the President of the United States, was not asked for by WikiLeaks or anybody else. So it's all completely on the up and up. And that's something that the Democrats just can't stomach and they just can't handle. And that's where the real problem is. He was asked about the ongoing investigation now into the origins by a Fox News reporter. And rather than taking this moment when the entire world was looking at him to comment on that, he said, "I'm not commenting on that right now. This is about the Mueller report. This is about the Mueller report and the redactions and me releasing it and what that means for the United States of America and Congress and the president and everyone else." So it really it seems like the more he speaks, and that may be why they don't want him doing these press conferences, because they know that he's really on nobody's side. He's not on Donald Trump's side. He's not on the Democrat side. And if you're not on the Democrat side, well, basically that means you're on Donald Trump's side. 855-765-1045.
Okay, Mark. So what's next for the Dems and the liberals over there? What are they going to come after next?
I mean, they're not going to let this go. That's what they're going to come after next. Now that basically here's the deal. If they say Donald Trump colluded with Russia, that's their narrative. There's nothing else that's that big. Donald Trump should not be president because this election was a sham. They've laid that out. There's nothing else that's even going to compare with that. They shot for the moon and they missed. They didn't even land on a star. They shot for the moon and all they did was make Donald Trump shine brighter than he already did. So there's nowhere to go from that. They have to keep riding this. And now, since the Mueller report came out and it's positive for Donald Trump and negative for their theory, which is Donald Trump and Russia worked together to defeat Hillary Clinton in an illegal, immoral, and treasonous way. Since that's not true, they've got to now attack William Barr. They've got to attack Bob Mueller. They've got to attack the handling of this report coming out. They've got to go through all 400 pages and see what they can find. And you can look through an empty closet 92 times. You're not going to find anything in there. And Donald Trump knows this. That's why he's going along with it. That's why he allowed his representatives to say, hey, you know, he got up there and said, look, release the report. Let everybody see it. Let every, you know, person on the internet with a Twitter account go through the report and start tweeting stuff. Let everybody read what you think may or may not be there. Let everybody try to come to their own conclusion. You know, that's what you want to do. And in the end, I think this is going to be worse off for the Democrats, because now if they'd kept it secret, they could have continued to lie about it. They could have continued to make stuff up about it. They could have said, hey, you know what? There's actually stuff in here that's bad, but because it's secret, you don't get to know about it, American public. Kind of like Obamacare, right? They were like, hey, Obamacare is horrible, but, you know, you don't get to read it till we pass it. That they wanted to keep secret because they know that there was bad stuff in it. This they wanted to put out into the open. And now it's out there in the open for everyone to see. There's nothing bad. There's nothing at all that's going to be a problem for Donald Trump, the Trump administration, the presidency, or the Republicans going into 2020. That's the big difference. So they've got to try to just continue to beat this dead horse and attack the people that created the report, attack the attorney general. They're going to probably start attacking each other before too long. And they're going to start attacking each other. They're going to attack the media. The media is then misrepresenting things. It's just going to get worse and worse for them and better for the president. And the worst people, the people that are going to have the worst problem now are the Bernie Sanders of the world and the Joe Bidens. These are people who, as the 2020 election really starts to ramp up, I mean, Nadler talks about this being bad timing because of the holiday weekend.
And of course, he's doing this just before the holiday weekend, so it's extraordinarily difficult for anybody to react. This is wrong. It is not the proper role of the Attorney General.
By the way, it doesn't matter what time of year. You can react anytime you want, dude. You don't have to. So if you've got a job to do and if you feel that this is important, you can call off your Easter plans, stay in Washington, and instead of searching for Easter eggs, you can go through this report and search for non-existent collusion. You can do whatever you want. You just choose not to do it because, well, come on. You want me to work over a holiday? I'm an elected official. I don't do that. What's wrong with you? I mean, that's the big difference here. That's why there's an issue. But the timing isn't because of Easter. The timing is so horrible for the Democrats because we're going in like headfirst into an election, a massive election, a very important election. And now Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and everyone else who was going to have a cakewalk is going to have to come up with some kind of concrete platform to run on. Because Donald Trump shouldn't be the president. Donald Trump was not elected. Donald Trump's in Putin's back pocket. Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Donald Trump's going to be impeached. All of those things are out the window. You can't run on a platform of Donald Trump is bad anymore. You have to actually run on a platform of I am good. And that is nearly impossible for about 99% of the 99 Democrats who are running for president in 2020. We got to take another quick break. We'll break in if Donald Trump starts talking about the Mueller report or the AG. That's all coming up here in just a minute. Stay tuned to News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name is Markay, and we are currently waiting for Donald Trump to make comments following his Wounded Warrior press conference.
Trump should walk to the podium, pick up the mic, drop it, and walk off.
That would be great. Mic drop. But no, he's honoring our heroes. He's honoring a bunch of veterans. And he is he's look at these redactions. This is a fan. Sorry, I was just handed the full Mueller report. I'm holding it up to the camera. If you're streaming online, if you're watching on Twitch or Facebook or Periscope or wherever else we stream the show, you can see, look at this whole page. This is one big black box. And I assume, again, that it's color-coded, but we just have a black and white copier, so that's all we're going to get to see. And I'm going to do – I did want to read some of the things that I was following along here online, and it is pretty dramatic, some of the stuff, and it's well-written, and it's very – you know, again, nothing that we don't already know. But I wanted to go to page 13 because that's really when it starts to get juicy, is on page 13. And this is, again, this is the Mueller report, which is now released. It's on justice.org. And you can go there. You can read it if you want to. And you can see for yourself kind of what happened with this investigation. But basically what happens is, and I'll read a little bit of this. I'm going to read a little bit of this. Basically what happened is it's the whole entire investigation into Donald Trump, the Donald Trump campaign, and whether or not there was any kind of collusion between Donald Trump and the Russians. And of course, we know now that there is not. But here's just a little bit from, this looks like page 13 or 14. The presidential campaign, and this is a direct quote now from the Mueller report. The presidential campaign of Donald J. Trump showed interest in WikiLeaks releases of documents and welcomed their potential to damage candidate Clinton. Beginning in June 2016, blank, redacted, forecast to senior campaign officials that WikiLeaks would release information damaging to candidate Clinton. WikiLeaks' first release came in July 2016, around the same time candidate Trump announced that he hoped Russia would recover emails described as missing from a private server used by Clinton when she was Secretary of State. He later said that he was speaking sarcastically. Redacted. WikiLeaks began releasing Podesta's stolen emails on October 7, 2016, less than 1 hour after a U.S. media outlet released video considered damaging to candidate Trump. Section 3 of this report details the office's investigation into the Russian hacking operations, as well as other efforts by Trump campaign supporters to obtain Clinton-related emails. So there you can see they dive into everything. They dive into the Clinton campaign. They dive into the IRA. They dive into the Russian hacking scandal. They dive into WikiLeaks. They dive into Donald Trump joking about how he wishes the Russians would get, maybe they could break into Hillary Clinton's email server and find those 35,000 missing emails. That was clearly a joke. That made it into the official Mueller report. I have to tell you, this is a fantastic read. I'm going, and again, I told you, I'm on vacation next week. So I'm going to have plenty of time to, I mean, I should be with my family, but I'm going to have plenty of time to go through this redacted report. You know what? We're going to have to take another quick break. We're waiting on Donald Trump. If Donald Trump comes out and starts answering questions about this report, if he starts taking questions from the press about A.G. William Barr, about the redactions, about the Mueller report, we will bring you that live. In the meantime, we will have more of my dramatic reading of the 400-page Mueller report coming up here in just a minute. Quick, but don't go anywhere. If you're watching online, if you're listening on your radio, stay right where you are. Couple minutes, we got news, we got traffic, and more of the Mark Kaye Show on News 104.5 WOKV. It's on the way.
Got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Free at last.
I now have PTSD. Pretty tired of stupid Democrats.
We have we've been pouring through the Mueller report, which was just released online at justice.gov. The report on the investigation into the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. A lot of it is redacted. Scott, our producer, has been going through it. He found out on page 596, redacted killed Dumbledore. So if you don't want to know about that, thank God the attorney general didn't let that slide. It was Snape. I already know that. Also, there's a big redacted section on page 332. Apparently, that's just Melania's secret chicken Kiev recipe, which she doesn't want anybody to get out. So that's going to be. And then I did get a report that there was a line that there was a quote from Donald Trump that was redacted. And he just said, Mueller, I don't even know her. So I don't know. I don't know if there's any truth to that. But we do have actual pages of the report we'll get to. Speaking of Donald Trump speaking, he should be speaking here momentarily. And if he does start speaking about the Mueller report and A.G. William Barr's press conference this morning, we will dive right into that. But first, while we're waiting, let's get back to the Mueller report. Page 5, Spring 2016. Campaign foreign policy advisor George Papadopoulos made early contact with Joseph Mifsud, a London-based professor who had connections to Russia and traveled to Moscow in April 2016. Immediately upon his return to London from that trip, Mifsud told Papadopoulos that the Russian government had, quote, dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of thousands of emails. 1 week later, in the first week of May 2016, Papadopoulos suggested to a representative of a foreign government that the Trump campaign had received indications from the Russian government that it could assist the campaign through the anonymous release of information damaging to candidate Clinton. Throughout that period of time and for several months thereafter, Papadopoulos worked with Mifsud and two Russian nationals to arrange a meeting between the campaign and the Russian government. No meeting took place. Fast forward to summer 2016. Russian outreach to the Trump campaign continued into the summer of 2016 as candidate Trump was becoming the presumptive Republican nominee for president. On June 9th, 2016, a Russian lawyer met with senior Trump campaign officials Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, and campaign chairman Paul Manafort to deliver what the email proposing the meeting had described as, quote, official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary, end quote. The materials were offered to Trump Jr. as part of Russia and its government's support for Mr. Trump. The written communication setting up the meeting showed that the campaign anticipated receiving information from Russia that could assist candidate Trump's electoral prospects, but the Russian lawyer's presentation did not provide such information. Days after, on June 14th, a cybersecurity firm and the DNC announced that the Russian government hackers had infiltrated the DNC and obtained access to opposition research on candidate Trump, among other documents. This is like the entire story written out from start to finish. Everything you've heard about in the media, everything you've seen pieced together, everything that Donald Trump has said happened and didn't happen, it's all here right in the report. And it goes on for like 500 more pages. Fall 2016, on October 7th, 2016, the media released video of candidate Trump speaking in graphic terms about women years earlier, which was considered damaging to his candidacy. Less than an hour later, WikiLeaks made its second release. Thousands of John Podesta's emails that had been stolen by the GRU in late March 2016. The FBI and other U.S. government institutions were at the time continuing their investigation of suspected Russian government efforts to interfere in the presidential election. That same day, October 7th, the Department of Homeland Security and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence issued a joint public statement that the Russian government directed the recent compromises of emails from U.S. persons and institutions, including from U.S. political organizations. So what they're saying now, is that when Donald Trump was thought to be, you know, done for, when Donald Trump was thought to be done for because he and Billy Bush were talking about grabbing women by the you know what on the bus, and that was released by NBC, just an hour later, WikiLeaks dumped more documents. And they're saying that that shows there was collusion between, like, Donald Trump's people were like, okay, look, we got a situation. The Billy Bush tape is out. We need you to dump more documents. None of that ever happened. They do go on to talk about some of the interferences in the campaign that the Russians had, but none of them, again, involved Donald Trump or any other American citizen. Jamie Dupree has a couple of segments that he's gone through, and one of them is the conclusion, and one of them is when the White House counsel testified that he was ordered by President Trump to fire the special. This is Don McGahn. On Saturday, June 17th, 2017, the president called McGahn and directed him to have the special counsel removed. McGahn was at home and the president was at Camp David. In interviews with this office, McGahn recalled that the president called him at home twice and on both occasions directed him to call Rosenstein and say that Mueller had conflicts that precluded him from serving as special counsel. On the first call, McGahn recalled that the president said something like, quote, "You gotta do this. You gotta do it. You gotta call Rod," end quote. McGahn said he told the president that he would see what he could do. McGahn was perturbed by the call and did not intend to act on the request. He and other advisors believed the asserted conflicts were silly and not real, and they had previously communicated that view to the president. McGahn also had made clear to the president that the White House counsel's office should not be involved in any effort to press the issue of conflicts. As we all know, Robert Mueller was never removed from his post. And then the conclusion, because we determined not to make a traditional prosecutorial judgment, we did not draw ultimate conclusions about the president's conduct. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that would need to be resolved if we were making a traditional prosecutorial judgment. At the same time, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, we are unable to reach that judgment. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Hugs and kisses, Bob Mueller III. It doesn't actually say hugs and kisses, but, you know, anyway. There you go, 855-765-1045. Some of the highlights of the 456-page Mueller report, which was just released. And we are waiting again, Donald Trump making remarks at a Wounded Warrior presentation right now. We're hoping before the show's over that he jumps into some of the Robert Mueller stuff and the William Barr. But it looks like he's moving on with life. He's having a great day. He's loving life. He's making jokes about it. And he's headed into the Easter weekend with a great big treat from the Easter Bunny. And that bunny's name is Bob Mueller. Quick break. When we get back, more of the Markay Show. We got some of your phone calls. We got some open mic messages on the way. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. Having a great day. So apparently is the president.
I'm having a good day too. It was called No collusion, no obstruction.
That's him talking at an event right now, going on live at the White House. He's it looks like he might be wrapping up part of the Wounded Warrior thing. This is a big Wounded Warrior event going on at the White House right now. There's tons of Wounded Warriors behind him. There's Wounded Warriors with dogs and in wheelchairs and things. And he's he got some kind of award. I don't even know. We haven't been listening. But it is a press conference, so we think that there may be questions about what happened. He did mention it a couple of times. He also had this to say.
But I say it in front of my friends. This should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
And that's something that we need to, like, moving forward, that's kind of where we should go from here. Why don't we start looking at ways that the Russians cannot interfere in the next election? Why don't we look at ways to see, how this thing began? That's the next step is, wait a minute, where did this whole thing come from? Where did all this begin? And that's going to be the next investigation. But it appears to be over for Donald Trump. And there's nothing, again, they're on CNN, they're on Fox News, they're all trying to hammer out what's happening. They want to try to see if there's anything in this report that is damaging. We do know that Donald Trump did order Robert Mueller to be fired. He never was fired. And as we know, there's a difference between saying something and actually doing it. But it seems like it's a bad day for the Democrats.
I can tell you one thing. There'll be no droughts this year from all those liberal tears. Try on, my friends. Try on.
You know what the Democrats should be really angry about? And I don't know if they're going to do this, but there should be a lot of anger and tears and sadness in the Democratic Party over all the trees that are going to die for all the people printing out this report. The other Josh just printed this report out moments ago. It's 400 and some pages, right?
Yeah, 418 pages.
He did it double-sided, too. But think about every member of Congress printing out at least, what, 5 or 6 copies of this? This is an EPA nightmare. This is something that people are going to it's a travesty to think how many forests are going to be killed for a report that basically says there was no collusion and no obstruction. We printed it out here. We printed out just one copy, and we got an alert from our boss saying we've basically utilized our entire printing budget for the entire year. Luckily, Rich Jones has carte blanche when it comes to printing stuff, so we just used his account code. But the whole thing is just – It's page after page after page of nothing happened, nothing happened, nothing happened. Subsection E on page 77 goes into the president's efforts to remove the special counsel. And we read a little bit about that here moments ago. But basically, nothing ever became of it. And it all boils down to here's the saddest thing about this. And I'm already seeing a little bit of it with Rudy Giuliani, because they're talking about some press releases and they're talking about some comments Donald Trump made. And the difference is, and now the big arguments the media is going to go through and they're going to try to dissect this. And here's how they're going to do it. What Donald Trump said and what actually happened. They're going to take a look at what Donald Trump said. Donald Trump said this. That means he felt this. That means he was going to obstruct justice. But the difference is, you cannot arrest somebody or charge somebody or impeach somebody and blame somebody for what they wanted to do. You could only do any of those things for their actual actions. For example, think to yourself, have you ever been in a meeting with your boss or talking to your boss and he's saying something to you that's just so ridiculous, so stupid, so undeniably, below you that you say, God, I want to punch him in the face. That would be against the law. If you don't actually punch him in the face, though, you're not guilty of anything except being human. 855-765-1045. Listen, we got to get out of here. We've got tomorrow. We did not get a chance to get to What the Bleep today, but don't worry. We will get to What the Bleep tomorrow. It's like we're redacting our own newscast, which will be fantastic. We will have some Carrabba's gift cards, $100 to give away tomorrow as well. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're not done with this. We're just getting warmed up. You can check out Jamie Dupree's blog on WOKV.com. You can follow him on Twitter. He's got some good insights. And stay tuned, because the news and Rush Limbaugh, they're both coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.